bringing hope to many around the globe, transforming lives into legacies. Live in Word with Pastor Mensah Otabil. And now, today's word.
Genesis 17, verse 15 to 19. It says, then God said to Abraham, as for Sarai, your wife, you shall not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall be her name. And I will bless her also and give you a son by her. Then I will bless her and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall come from her. Then Abraham fell on his face and laughed and said in his heart, shall a child be born to a man who is 100 years old? And shall Sarah, who is 90 years old, bear a child? And Abraham said to God, O Lord, that Ishmael might live before you. Now, so Abraham himself, he believed God had a promise for him, but he didn't believe Sarah could really produce the child of promise. So he's laughing and he says, God, I've already given you a seed. I've given you Ishmael. Just use Ishmael. And listen to what God said. Then God said, No. Sarah, your wife, shall bear you a son. And you shall call his name Isaac. And I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant and with his descendants after him. So God is saying, when I spoke to you, it wasn't just you alone I had in mind. It was Sarah too, because the child I have in mind is going to be the child between you and Sarah and not you and somebody else. So you can produce 1 billion children. That's not what I'm talking about. What I have in mind is between you and Sarah. Now, so at this time, 2 things I want you to note. Abraham himself doesn't believe Sarah can produce a child, and Sarah herself doesn't believe she can produce a child, or Abraham's prophecy. Now, when Sarah is 90 years old, something very interesting happened. She had a visitation from God. I want you to look at that story. Chapter 18, Genesis. When the angel of the Lord visited with the other companions, they were going to Sodom and Gomorrah to destroy it. Abraham entertained them and they began to speak about Sarah. Please listen carefully. Then they said to him, where is Sarah your wife? So he said, here in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return to you according to the time of life. And behold, Sarah, your wife, shall have a son. Sarah was listening the tent door, which was behind him. Now, Abraham and Sarah were old, well advanced in age. You know, the Bible is very interesting. It didn't say just old, but it just explains well advanced in age. And Sarah had passed the age of childbearing. 3 descriptions, old, well advanced in age, and nothing is happening. Verse 12, therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I have grown old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also? Now that requires deeper translation, and I'm not going to go into that. But he who has ears, let him hear what Sarah is saying. Sarah is saying, even the process is not happening. Verse 13. And the Lord said to Abraham, why did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I bear a child since I'm old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the appointed time, I'll return to you according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. But Sarah denied it, saying, I did not laugh, for she was afraid. And he said, no, but you did laugh. Now, what I want you to note is that this is the first time Sarah heard that she could produce a child. This is the first time. How does faith come? Faith comes by hearing the word of God. She knew Abraham could. She knew there was a promise on Abraham's life, but she didn't know that God could use her. She thought God could use other people, but she didn't know that God could use her until this day when she's hiding in the tent and she hears a prophetic word from the Lord. And when she hears it the first time, she says, I don't think it will happen. Then the angel says, why are you laughing? And all of a sudden she took it serious and says, I'm not laughing. I'm not laughing. I'm not laughing. So something happened. Please go with me again in your Bible to Hebrews chapter 11, when the Bible is talking about the people of faith. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 11. Hebrews 11, 11 and 12 says, by faith, everybody say by faith. By faith. Say by faith. How does faith come? By hearing, and hearing the word of God. It says, by faith, Sarah herself also. By faith, Sarah. And you know, when the Bible is making statements, you have to, no word is useless in the Bible. The Bible could have said, by faith, Sarah. But it said, by faith, Sarah herself also. Now, also means in addition to. So somebody had faith before, but now Sarah herself also is about to have faith. It says, by faith, Sarah herself. Somebody say, Sarah herself. Sarah. Turn to somebody and say, you yourself. It's not your pastor's faith. It's not the prophet's faith. It's by faith, Sarah herself. Somebody say, me, myself. Me, myself, my own faith. You know, the problem with many people is they rely on other people's faith. It says, by faith, Sarah herself. You can't have faith care of somebody. You have to have your own faith. My children must have their own faith. My wife must have her own faith. I must have my own faith. My members must have their own faith. Somebody say, me, myself. If anything is going to happen to you this month, it's not because of my faith. It's you yourself. So please note, by faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed. And she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. So when did Sarah herself have faith? It was when the angel came and said, next year by this time, Sarah shall have a child. And for the first time, it is not Abraham's faith. It is not Abraham saying, God spoke to me. It is Sarah hearing directly from God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. When Sarah heard that, she started with laughter and unbelief, but she took it serious. And the Bible says, by faith, Sarah herself received strength. Now, it says Sarah herself also received strength. It means somebody had received strength earlier. Who received strength earlier? The one who heard from God, I will make you a father of nations. Abraham received strength. And we saw it. He could produce a child. Hagar is the proof. But now, Sarah herself also is saying, what Abraham received, I can also receive. What Abraham heard, I have also heard. If God promised to Abraham, he has promised me also. So she herself also receives strength to conceive when she was past the age. Somebody will receive strength to conceive when she is past the age. Sarah herself received strength. How did she receive strength? Because she judged him faithful who had promised. She says, I have heard from Jehovah, and he is a faithful God. And then look at how Hebrews concludes their story. It says, therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born many as the stars of the sky in multitude, innumerable as the sand which is by the shore. So, why did God promise Abraham 25 years earlier, took 25 years later. Because Abraham was walking in faith. But for a child to be born, both Abraham and the wife must be in faith. It took Sarah 24 years to her self-belief. And the moment she believed, they came into spiritual alignment. When everything is synchronized and there is a release of that miracle. What God was waiting for was not Abraham. God was waiting for Sarah herself to also believe. And the moment Sarah herself believed, there is spiritual alignment. And next year, Isaac comes, the child of laughter. Sometimes the answer to your prayer requires somebody to also be in agreement. Especially when you are married. Both of you must be in agreement. If the two, listen to me, couples, if the two of you are believing God for a child, and one of you is out experimenting with girlfriends, there is no faith, there is no agreement. If I'm in business with you, and I'm believing God for prosperity, but you are stealing, there is no agreement. So I may believe God and receive strength, but because the thing involves the two of us, there can be a delay and a protraction of the process. It doesn't mean God is not faithful. God is faithful. But in anything that requires more than one person, you yourself must be involved. That's why many times when Jesus healed people, he would tell them, your faith has made you whole. Not my power, your faith. Yes, I have power, but your faith has made you whole. Jesus went to his hometown. The Bible says he could not work any miracles. People think everybody Jesus prayed for got healed. No, in his hometown, miracles could not be worked because the people didn't believe. It's not a one-way thing. There has to be faith. There has to be agreement. In between the time you pray and the delay, don't give up because time is not, you're not seeing the thing on time, because you have to stay in faith and God will continue. In this instant, Abraham continued believing until God had to send another angel to come to their house and speak to the hearing of Sarah, for Sarah herself to believe. And then the next year, the child is born. Sometimes when there is spiritual misalignment, prayer can be delayed. So I've given you two reasons: spiritual warfare, misalignment.
Thank you for listening to Live and Word. To interact with Pastor Mensah Otobe, like his page on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter at Mensah Otobe. Email otobe@centralgospel.com or call +233 302 688 000.